Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal. You're on 770 CHQR in More Than Money. Good show today. Let's bring it home with a. I was reporting on a an RBC survey, not yep. a report, but a survey that came out this week. And here's the title. It says average baby boomer in average Canadian baby boomer, 275,000 shy of their retirement goal. Now let me go on for just a second here. It says according to this is according to the release. This was Thursday by the Royal Bank. It said the average boomer is 275,000 shy of the amount that they want to have saved for retirement. I thought that was interesting that they want to have saved for retirement. The question is that what they need to have saved
for
retirement?
Well, let's take it one step further. What was the number of people that actually had a retirement plan completed?
10%.
So 90% of the people who were surveyed have no retirement plan, have no idea how much money they really need.
That's correct.
So they're just guessing
right.
at 275,000 on average.
Correct.
And so why would someone pick a number like that or guess?
Right.
Right.
But you had an interesting conversation as well. Was it the Breckenridge Show you were
doing? Yeah, I was on the Breckenridge Show last week. And we had the conversation about, you know, people have a fear of going to advisors.
Right.
And one of the fear is actually putting everything on the line.
Right.
People kind of just do ad hoc, make an RSP contribution and go to the bank or go wherever they're going and then just quickly do these little things because they have to without having a master plan for all this stuff. And so when I said to the host, Zach, I said, Zach, give me your master plan. And he said, well, I want to go to Hawaii. I want to, you know, not work as much, maybe, you know, come and go as I please, have a side business. But I need $10 million. And the question I asked, I said, why do you need $10 million?
Yeah.
I like everything.
You said, for what?
And I said, for what? And he goes, well, I just need it so I don't have to worry.
But about what?
But you know, for the average person to go and get $10 million, they're never retiring.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Right? So what do you need that $10 million for?
Right.
And why do you feel that's the number?
Yeah.
Well, I just want to make sure that's because if I took my number and I put it in safe investments, I would have money for life and everything left behind. Is that the purpose? Like what's the underlying value system behind this, right? What are you valuing? What do you want? What are the dreams and goals that you have? And let's go after that.
Yeah. But I also want to bring it back to the fear and the uncertainty of moving into retirement. We see it all the time where, you know, this the uncertainty of am I going to be able to do it? Drives people crazy, right? And that's the number one question we ask, do I have enough? But the question has to start with, do I have enough to do what?
And I bet you if RBC added one more question to their survey by saying, if you had $300,000 more in your savings, are you comfortable and happy with your retirement?
Yeah.
And I bet you the answer will be no.
Right.
Because that's still not enough.
Right.
Because we don't know what's enough.
Right.
The fear of actually spending your money that you've saved through your entire life, and this is all you have, and the conventional retirement, meaning you're not working or supplementing your income, is a very scary time in someone's life. And so if you have no plans, more importantly, a system to provide you income for the rest of your lives so you can just enjoy what you want to do, meet what you want to have, what you've planned for your life, then you're now up and guessing. And then the stress of what happens in your portfolio on your money, how much money you need, is going to overtake the enjoyment of your retirement.
Well, but and people make this mistake. We see it all the time where they think that more money means more happiness. Right? It doesn't. The two are not necessarily correlated. And I'm not saying that, you know, having more money is a bad thing. What I'm saying is the default for people that we see is if I just have more, somehow it gets better. But I still haven't decided what I want to be doing, right? So it's the disconnect, right? And when I read this, I read very specifically that it's the shy of the amount that they want to have to do what? To do what? There's no reference to that. And there could be context within the report. I haven't seen the entire report that RBC put out. But the issue that we have, and listen, I accept that it's going to change, that you plan for your lifestyle for the next 5 years. It's like doing a will. You can't forecast over 30 years what your life is going to look like and all the bumps in the along the journey there.
We've been doing this a long time, Dave. We can tell everybody that's listening, your retirement vision will change every 2 years.
Changes all the time.
Every 24 months, you want to tweak what's going on in your life because values, morals, outlook in life changes.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
What was important to you when you were 21 is definitely not the same thing that's important to you today.
That's right. And when you're 65, it's going to be different than when you're 70. There's lots of things that change. So it's incumbent upon every single individual listening, right? If you want to know what you need, the mathematical process and exercise of determining what that is not complicated. It takes a little bit of work.
Yep.
But there's we do this all the time, right? The math won't lie to us, and you can figure out what that number is.
When someone actually decides to retire,
right,
the number one thing they're going through internally is judgment.
Right.
It's either judgment of themselves to actually show, hey, look, I've accomplished so much. Look what I can do with my life.
Right.
Or other people's judgment of them.
Right.
One example is when someone says, oh, you're retired. Hey, so are you traveling? What are you doing?
No,
I'm volunteering. Oh, that's nice. And they look at that as, oh, you settled.
Right.
And you take that viewpoint and you make it your own that I'm not settling. I want to do more things now. I go. Right. Others feel that they have to do a whole bunch of stuff. I have to travel all the time. I have to do all these things. That's not who they are.
Right.
That's not really what makes them happy.
Right.
So judgment happens the day we talk about religiously judgment day. Judgment day is retirement date. You're judging yourself or someone's judging on you.
Yeah, fair. Fair. Okay. I don't want to harp on that or beat that dead horse too much, but we're going to talk about trying to get the alignment between what that vision of your retirement is, again, understanding that it's going to change over time, and the relationship of that to the assets that you have accumulated over time and the sources of income that you have to support that.
Yeah,
we're going to focus on that in our upcoming seminar.
This is a plan to talk about how you build a plan, how you build a strategy, and then how do you execute on that strategy to bulletproof your retirement. Now, we're going to talk about this on Tuesday, July 23rd, 7 p.m. at the Four Points Sheraton Hotel in West Calgary. You need to reserve your seat, so give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400. And you can register online by going to morethanmoneyradio.com.
Yeah, and you know, the purpose of this seminar, Faisal, is about education, right? There is no cookie cutter. There's lots of rules of thumb out there that our industry talks about, fine for conversation purposes, but not appropriate for actual practice, right, for lifestyle. And so the framework that we want to talk about during the seminar is an effort to help educate people about how they can think about the different goals and objectives that they have as they move into retirement. If your answer is, what's my number? There's a process to get to that.
Absolutely.
To get to that answer. And there's also a process of de-risking that. How confident are you that that's your number and it's going to take you through, carry you through, right? That math and that process is a well-established process. You can get the answer.
That's right. So again, on our seminar, July 23rd, 7 p.m. at the Four Points Sheraton Hotel in West Calgary, the number to register, give us a call, 403-966-8400, 966-8400, or you can register online at morethanmoneyradio.com.
All right. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money here on 770 CHQR.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.